My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to try telling yourself that you have all the time in the world. It might not be literally true, but believing it can help us savor good moments and be more patient with things that move at a leisurely pace. When the pandemic began, many families' lives went from hyper-scheduled to nothing, basically overnight. Suddenly, there were no other options. And so people began to do all sorts of time-filling things like complicated Lego projects, thousand-piece puzzles, baking extravaganzas, or reading long chapter books with their kids. Now, to me, the interesting thing about all this is that these activities were probably possible before the pandemic, too. Even the most complicated Lego projects max out at 20 hours or so. Same with puzzles. Reading 20 minutes a night of short books versus 30 minutes of parts of longer ones really isn't that big a difference. But because people had more options, they felt like they were too busy to do these things. And when we feel like we are too busy, we don't think about what we'd like to do with our time. So we choose the things that are most effortless, like scrolling through social media. So rather than devote 20 hours to a Lego project, we devote 20 hours to social media over the course of 2 weeks. The time is the same, but the feeling of scarcity changes choices. Things are definitely starting back up now, thank goodness. I don't have any illusion that people will learn big lessons from lockdowns. In life, people often claim that everything has changed, but generally everything doesn't change. But if people would like to make better choices with leisure time in general, it helps to ask this question. What would I do if I had all the time in the world? When we feel busy, we limit our choices. When we view time as abundant, we stop setting those arbitrary limits. It might take 40 hours to read War and Peace, but we will spend 40 hours on something, one way or another. It takes a while to read through the Chronicles of Narnia, but that time will pass anyway. It will be spent on something. The question is just what? So you might try looking at your time through this lens. If I didn't feel like I had a million other things to do, what would I do? And when you think about this, maybe you'll see that you can make time, even for things that don't seem like they would fit any busy person's life. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's BE, 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.